Right, so I want to talk this morning about prayer and the Word of God. And these are two basic disciplines that we have to keep coming back to as believers, as Christians. Whether you're a new Christian or you've been a Christian for more years than you can remember, they're still the two disciplines, the bread and butter of our Christian walk with God. And they're very much what our, well, they are the foundation of our relationship with the Lord. So I'm going to talk this morning about why we need to pray, what prayer is, and how should we pray. If you feel like, oh, every time I try to pray, I don't know what to say, I don't know how to go about it, I don't know what to do, then hopefully this will help you. So first of all, even if you've been a Christian many, many years, sometimes it can be difficult to pray, and you feel like you don't have time to pray, you get too busy, or you feel like your prayers aren't being answered. And you know, I can say I've had prayers that aren't answered, and we don't know why. Sometimes it can be confusing, sometimes it can be difficult for us. But the Bible tells us that we need to pray. And so we carry on doing what the Bible shows us, what Jesus showed us to do, and what the Bible tells us to do. So if you feel you've not been praying enough, well, just get rid of your guilt. If you feel you're a bit confused because you've had prayers that haven't been answered, just put all that to one side, because these are often things that stop us from being the people that God wants us to be and living the kind of lives that God wants us to live. So, I've got a clicker. I forgot about that. All right, so why do we need to pray? Well, we need to pray. Hang on, I've got a slide missing, I think. Why do we need to pray? I'll just tell you. Basic disciplines that we have to keep coming back to. We need to pray so God's power can flow into the world. Prayer is partnering with God to bring in the kingdom of God. And how should I pray? Well, we should pray in the way that Jesus taught us to pray. So let's unpack that. So why pray? Well, Jesus did it. Jesus prayed. The disciples could have asked him any questions in the world. But the question that they chose to ask him was, Jesus, how do we pray? Teach us how to pray. And we read in that passage that Jesus himself had been praying. He'd gone to one side to pray, and when he finished praying, they asked him how to pray, and he taught them how to pray. Now, here's the thing. The Bible talks about praying without ceasing. And some people have this idea that, oh yeah, I'll pray while I'm walking the dog. I'll pray while I'm, you know, on the way to work or whatever. And we get busy doing things, and just in the back of our minds, we're praying. And people think, well, God can read my mind, so it's okay, I don't really need to pray. He knows what I want before I ask, so I don't even need to talk to God. But the thing is, it's really important that we do talk to God. And what's really important is that we set aside a session of prayer. I mean, Jesus came from heaven. He was God's son. And yet he set aside time to pray. He had all these people coming after him wanting this and wanting that. But he set aside time to pray. So Jesus, even Jesus, had sessions exclusively for prayer, where everything else was set aside, and he spent time talking to the Father. So what was all that about? So the thing is, prayer is about communication, and prayer grows out of relationship. Relationship grows out of prayer. If you want to befriend someone, get to know them, you talk to them, you use words. And we know that our God is a God of words. Right at the beginning in Genesis, it says, God said, let us make man. God used words. He said something. So if you've never prayed out loud using words, you know, Jesus was the Word of God, the Word was made flesh. There's lots of talk in the Bible about words. So if you're praying and you've never prayed out loud, then it's important to pray out loud at times and use words. we have a command. We know that Jesus said, pray and don't give up, keep on praying. That's what I'm referring to. You know, I've had some times in my life, big, really important prayers that seem to have not been answered. But you know, Jesus says, don't give up, keep going. We know that we pray because we have compassion. We want to pray for the sake of others. God loves the world. He wants the world to be loved, to know love. And we should want that too. We should want the world to be blessed, the people around us to be blessed. So we see a need and we pray for that need. We know that we should pray because of continuation. Prayer helps us to continue our Christian walk. We pray, we receive an answer, we thank God. Then we pray for something else to be changed. We receive our answer, we thank God. If we don't receive our answer, we talk to God about it. So we're continually engaging in this conversation. And because it's a continual conversation, it builds our relationship with Christ, with the Lord. And we pray because of community. Community is part of our prayer. We agree together, don't we? We say we're praying together for this need. This need is a need in our community, and we're joining together and uniting to bring this need before God. So prayer is all part of our community. So these are all things that are stirred up by prayer. We pray that God's kingdom will come to earth. So now, I just want to take a minute, because we talk all the time about, Lord, let your kingdom come to earth. Let your kingdom come to earth through me. Let me bring your kingdom to my workplace, to the places around me, to my friends. Help me, Lord. And what do we mean when we talk about the kingdom of God? Well, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are two interchangeable phrases. They mean the same thing. We know that Jesus talked about seeking first the kingdom. And it's in the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray that regularly. So what does it mean? Well, we know that God's kingdom is not fully here yet. We know that he is the king, he is on the throne, but not everyone realizes it, do they? And we want God to take back control over the world with Jesus acting as the king, who's already arrived, but whose kingdom is not yet fully realized. We want God's kingdom to come to earth because that's an abundant world with no threats. There are no threats in God's kingdom, only peace and generous love. And that's what we're praying. We want that kingdom to come to earth, and we want that to come through us, through our prayers, through our actions, through our behaviours, through our commitment to our walk with Christ. Amen. So, Amen. You can always count on your kids, can't you? Well done, Libby. Now, this is a really important aspect of prayer that we're not always really fully aware of. And this is why our prayers are so important and why Jesus taught us to pray. Because our prayers will change the world. Our prayers will change the world around us, the world, the part of the world that we touch, our workplace, our family, the people that we interact with. Our prayers are so important if we want to make a difference. Now, there's a stamp up there, and on it is John Wesley. And John Wesley was a very famous man. He really founded the Methodist movement, and he was quite radical. Well, they were called radicals at the time. And at the time when he had such a radical faith, Methodist was actually seen as an insult. And John Wesley welcomed that, because he said, actually, if I'm receiving insults and people are, you know, sort of offended by the gospel, then I'm probably doing it right, because it's making them realize that they need to turn around and change their lives. And so John Wesley, when people were coming to church, he went out to meet them and speak in the towns and in the cities, you know, in the villages really, that before the cities really got going. And so this is a stamp of to commemorate when John Wesley first visited the Isle of Man back in, you can see up there, 1777. And I just wanted an image because I thought not everybody might know who John Wesley is. We sort of make these assumptions that everybody knows who he is, but not all of us have been brought up in that kind of environment where you might know that. So that's John Wesley, and I wanted an image, and all these images came up, and I saw this stamp, and it made me laugh because we keep talking about inflation. And this stamp was printed in 1977, and you can see it was 7 pence. So, I mean, inflation is a real thing, but and the price of stamps has definitely changed. But you know, God never changes. God's character and desire and will, it does not change, okay? God's character does not change, all right? His will, that one day God's kingdom will come to earth, that will be done. But how that will is outworked is up to us, and it's up to our prayers to make that happen. And let me unfold that for you. God does not force his will on anyone. He wants us to cooperate. He wants the people that he loves, the people that have chosen to walk with him, to cooperate with him, to bring about his will on the earth, okay? And we do that by our prayer. And John Wesley said, God does nothing except by prayer. So what he's saying is, if you don't pray about it, it's not going to happen. If you don't pray about peace for the world, it's not going to happen. If you don't pray for your family, for your loved ones, for the people that you know to come to know Christ, it's not going to happen. It depends on your prayer, all right? It's not that God's got this plan and we're just pawns working it all out. God is wanting to partner with us in how his will unfolds around us. And we partner by bringing our prayer to him and saying, Lord, do this. Lord, do this. Please, Lord, we're asking you. We're asking you for peace in our nation. We're asking you for life to flow out of us to the people around us. Now, as we pray, God drops ideas into our heart, and we have some ideas that we can offer up to him. I know sometimes I might have been praying for someone and then just thought, oh yeah, I need to pray about this situation for them or that situation for them. And God will show us what we need to pray about and what we need to pray for as we begin bringing people and situations before him. And we might have ideas about how we can ourselves work in that situation in a practical way. And this idea that God won't do anything unless we pray about it and bring it as our petition, as our request before him, that does not mean that it limits God's power. It simply means that God has chosen to partner with us and to exercise that power as we work together, okay? And it's the way that he's chosen to run the universe, because he wants you to be involved. I think that's amazing. Yeah. God wants me to be involved in what happens in York. God wants my prayers to be able to make a difference. I think that's incredible. And when we really, really grasp hold of this, we become people of prayer. We become prayer warriors. We become the people that we won't let go of situations. We're going to keep praying them through. And this is what the Jesus March is about. We're going to go on the streets of London and we are going to pray. We're not protesting. We're not saying, do this, do that, do the other. We're saying, God, move in our nation. God, help our leaders to make the right choices. God. We come against the violence and the spiritual influences of darkness on this city and in this world. And that's why the Jesus March is going to be exciting, because we are going to, as a community of believers, join together in communion with God, and we're going to communicate with God, and we're going to see God answer our prayers and begin a great work in our nation.
Amen.
So God wants us to partner with him to bring heaven to earth. And, you know, that's because God loves us. But God, you know, God's love is not for his own sake. God's love is a kind of love that's for the other person. Yeah, his love is for us. And so we work not for God, but we work with him. Right? God's not saying to us, go do this, go do that. We're working together. We're saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? Let's do this together. And we're partnering. And that's why we're never alone when we love Jesus, because he's partnering with us as we work with him. But we have to think about this, because this means no wonder God does little if the church does not pray, listen, and respond. You know, people, it's on us to change this nation. It's on us to come against the influences and the powers of darkness. Now remember, we are in a spiritual battle. We are in a spirit, there are dark forces in this world, and our prayer must come against that and deal with that. Now, if you're a person who's thinking, well, I get all this, but oh gosh, when I come to pray, I'd like fall to sleep, or I just don't know what to say, or I find 100 things coming into my head. So what I've got for you here is, I thought that you might find this, that sign is God is not DIY. God's not about do it yourself. God's not a do it yourself God. He wants to partner with us. He wants us to pray. And the light bulb is that idea that as you're praying, things will come into your heart and into your mind, and God will begin to prompt you. Now, I know people who say, when I was praying, God said this to me, and they're really confident. But for me, I often find when I'm praying, I just get a prompt like, oh, I've not seen that person for a long time. I need to get in touch with them. And I've done that. And then some, you know, people that are not Christians, and I've got in touch with them, said, you know, you're really in touch with someone, because you always know when I need you to ring me. And that's happened to me quite a few times. You know, that's just a simple way that God will speak to us and help us as we pray. So that's what that light bulb is for there. Oh, so this is from, now we've got a lot of Forster books in our house, because Arielle is doing a master's level study on this. So there are all these Forster books hanging around our house, you know, you can't help but pick them up. And I saw this and it really, really prompted me, because just a few nights before, I was just reading the Gospels where it said Jesus took himself to one side to pray, and I just thought, wow, Lord, if even you went to one side to pray, that's, you know, we say that we want to be like Jesus, and you prayed, and you prayed often, we can see it, we can see him praying. So that's a study you can go away and look at, how Jesus prayed and when he prayed in the Gospels. But this is a little guide for you if you want to have that exclusive time of prayer and you're a bit like, I don't quite know how to approach this. You might be a new Christian, or you might be a Christian who's been a Christian a really long time but just struggling to kind of, we all have difficulties, don't we? And this is such an important thing in our lives that the enemy wants to kind of erode it and make it seem unimportant. But I've got this, and I've printed out this slide. So if you want to take it away and get a quiet place, find a place where you can really get to grips with all this and really talk to God, then you could perhaps use this guide. So this guide is from Faith Forster, and she's a real prayer warrior. You know, these are people that founded the Jesus March, because they really get how important our prayer is. Because once you start grasping all this, you can't be the same person anymore, because you realise it's a responsibility that we've got. We've got a responsibility to pray for others, and to pray for York, to pray for our nation, to pray for the people around us. So Let's just have a little look at this. So she's done this as a 60-minute session. So this is like a 60-minute session, and there's a bit of a guide as to how you can approach your prayer time. And but you can change it to 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. Obviously, 60 minutes might be too long for you. But it starts off by worshipping your way into prayer. And this is based on the prayer that we all know, the Lord's Prayer, and it's just up on the slide there, if you just have a look. So the first thing is worship your way into prayer. Now, you might put on a YouTube song, you know, a worship song, just to help you get into that, you know, just to calm your mind a bit and get your mind focused on the Lord and what the Lord's done and who the Lord is, a nice little worship song. Or you might just sing a little song that we sing in church. And then you can move on to intercession. Now, intercession, the word itself actually means go between. And that's when we go between, like as a messenger, if you like, go between our family, the people that we love, the people that we care for, praying for our church, praying for mission, praying for people in authority. And we're the go-between, them and God. We're asking God to help them. We're asking God. And that's when we're talking about really specific situations. So to help you there, you might have a look at our little group, our little prayer group requests. What requests are there on there that you can really bring before God? What can you talk to God about? What are you going to ask him about? What specific needs are you going to bring before him? And then you can move on to thanksgiving. What answers to prayer have you already had? And read your Bible. Now, if you're struggling with your Bible reading, I want to highly recommend the Bible Project app. I use it regularly. I've been a Christian a long, long time. I've probably read through the Bible several times during my lifetime. But I still need to keep reading every day. Now, we're talking about daily here. And I find the Bible Project app really, really helpful. It explains some of the context of what I'm reading about. And it can really help you if you're really struggling with your Bible reading. Download that on your phone. It's really, really helpful. Or you might just want to look at a psalm, or some people have got a one-year Bible plan that they're looking at, that kind of thing. So have a look at your Bible and give thanks to God's for God's goodness. If you can't think of anything and you're having such a terrible time, thank God for his goodness, that he revealed himself to you, that you know who he is, yes, that the Holy Spirit is within you, regardless of how you feel and what else is going on around you. And then you can move on to receiving forgiveness. Talk to God about some of the mistakes you've made, some of the problems. You know, we're not all there yet, are we? We're on a journey from faith to faith. And then don't forget to release forgiveness. You know, someone said, when I first became a Christian, someone said, keep short accounts with God. That means, you know, sort things out straight away. Don't let things fester. If you've got a problem with someone, you know, sort it out. And then you can move on to encompassing prayer. So that's about protection. There's a circle there because the Celtic prayer of the encompassing prayer of the Celtics, they used to draw a circle and they used to ask for God's protection, literally draw a circle around their family and ask for God's protection. And that's when we ask for God's protection. We live in a dark, evil world, don't we? And I pray every day, I pray for protection for my family. So pray for God's protection. And then at the end, a declaration of faith. So maybe a Bible verse that you've been, something out of your Bible that you've been reading at that time. Or, you know, what is a, if you're a bit crafty, I'll give you a really nice craft project. And it's a lovely project to do when you can make it as gifts for people. But you get all the declarations of faith and you write them out on a little bit of a strip of paper. And then you roll it up and you put all these rolled up bits of paper in a box. And you decorate the box and you give it to somebody and say, there's a declaration of faith. Pick one out every day. And I've done that for people. It's a lovely way to give a gift to someone. I'm hoping that that's a practical application for you. If you're struggling practically, I hope that you understand now why we need to pray. Let's have a look at what did we say. We said, why do we need to pray? They're both things that we have to keep coming back to, praying, reading our Bible. We need to pray so God's power can flow into the world. Because I tell you what, people, if we don't pray, it won't. Right? If we don't pray, God's power will not flow into the world. Now, you know, God, yes, he keeps the universe going, but how his power flows into the world, it's up to us. We are working with God. We are God's agent. He is partnering with us. So we need to pray. Prayer is partnering with God to bring in the kingdom of God. And how should I pray? In the way that Jesus taught us. The Lord's Prayer, it's really famous. Now, I was talking to somebody the other day that had a problem, and they said, and they're not a Christian, and they said, I don't know how to pray. I said, did you learn the Lord's Prayer as a child? And they said, yes. I said, well, pray the Lord's Prayer and focus on the bit, deliver us from evil. And they said, yes, that's going to be really helpful. They went away, and I've got to catch up now and see what's happened. So the Lord's Prayer, he taught us. Goodness me, people, he taught us it. He took the time, and the disciples were like, how do we pray? This is how you pray. So he showed us how to do it. So when we meet God and when he's talking to us about the life that we lived, we have no excuse. You can't say, I don't know how to, I had no idea. It's so important. So people, let's be people of prayer. Let's rise up in prayer and see the world around us change. When Jesus, someone said, I was watching something the other day and the question came up, what is the kingdom of God? How do we know the kingdom of God has arrived? And the speaker said, well, when Jesus said, Jesus brought the kingdom of God to earth, didn't he? And whenever he was around, there was healings, there were deliverances, there were miracles, there was peace, there was joy, all around him. And that's what the kingdom of God is. Now, because we're not there yet, there was also problems. But Jesus kept going. So keep going, keep praying, be people of prayer, be determined. I've printed out some of these. I'll put them on the back if you want to take one and just see how that kind of structure works for you. And that's it, really. I hope now that you're going to go away and pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.